May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 19th, 2019. And today I'll be going into some huge global issues shaping up now and over this next year, including some etheric blueprints for optimal global holistic healing developments. On my last show 2 weeks ago, I discussed the new moon cycle that began with conjunction of the sun and moon, which were both conjunct Saturn and Pluto in the powerful masculine sign of Capricorn. Pretty heavy energy. And tomorrow we have the full supermoon eclipse, which can be a powerful time to align with the divine for correction of your direction throughout the next year. That's kind of a quippy way to introduce what's going on with a fulfillment of the new moon cycle with the tomorrow's full moon, which is called a supermoon because the moon's orbit is closest to Earth, so it appears larger in the sky. This full moon is also known as the mystical wolf moon. The native teachings refer to it as the wolf moon, and it's also known as the crimson moon or blood moon because the red color in the Earth's shadow is filtered onto the moon as a rusty to a crimson blood color. And in the language of quantum field astrology, as relates to mass psychology, there's a certain geometry being triggered with this full moon eclipse. I mean, I could spend an hour talking about this, but many listeners don't appreciate how astrology, like acupuncture and homeopathy, is now being validated by quantum field science. That's not mainstream awareness. There's a lot of people waking up to quantum science, quantum reality, energetic laws that have been understood by the Chinese for thousands of years with acupuncture and for the last 100 years with homeopathy. And like I say, it's now being validated with electrodiagnostic, Kirlian photography, other quantum field science models of diagnostics and analysis. But I'll spare the details. Let's just say right now the energy going on with this super full moon eclipse, that there's a cosmic method to the madness behind a huge power shift geopolitically in the energy fields of Earth, in the morphic fields of Earth, the power shift in the collective consciousness. You can see it in America and worldwide, in America in particular, as a kind of a civil war. I mean, there's really big changes on the horizon, and there's going to be some serious bumps on the road ahead. So prepare to keep your head with good faith, you know, while others lose heart and grow hopeless, because there's just a lot of change going on, and a lot of people aren't doing well with it. There's a lot of people struggling with a lot of fear and anger right now, and the lamestream media is stoking the fires of discontent with cognitive dissonance, deception, and dystopia to keep the public from waking up, wising up, and rising up like the Yellow Vest movement in Europe. I don't know if you've been following that Yellow Vest movement, but it's just like mass uprisings in the streets across Europe wearing the yellow vests and basically saying they've had it with the power trips of the power elite. So this is really being the energy behind all of this, this catalytic, you know, the catharsis in the collective consciousness of humanity, you might say. What's going on in the quantum field with the astrology psychology, this is being magnified by this imminent supermoon tomorrow. It's kind of like a trigger event for a reset of geopolitics and the global economy, which is going on. this global economic reset. And so this is an important show tonight. And I'll be cussing some serious problems and discussing some holistic solutions. So here's to cussing and discussing. I mean, this is a good time to address some really core issues that are being brought to the surface, you might say. For those who are tuning into what's really going on, or those who meditate, mediate, or otherwise, you know, connect with energies that are going, you know, some people are more sensitive to these, to the quantum field, to the collective, you know, consciousness, to the, you know, the energies in the field. Some people are more sensitive to that than others. I mean, we all, you know, filter the field, you know, the quantum field in different ways. And, you know, all things considered, with this full moon, you might say fulfillment of what, you know, these cycles, the energies that began with the new moon, again, with a lot of energies in Capricorn, right now, today, there's a conjunction of Saturn, Pluto, and Mercury in Capricorn. We're talking about the Earth sign that is associated with, you know, you might say the thrust of the alpha thrust of power at the beginning of the year that initiates the cycle from alpha to omega, you know, with the omega return, you know, halfway through the year back to the 12 o'clock line of the year cycle. And so there's a grounding of the, you might say, the intense energies of Saturn, Pluto, and Mercury. Those who follow a little bit of understanding of astrology realize that this is a pretty, you know, intense grounding energy. And it's there is an opposition going on with the moon in Pisces, opposition to Saturn. It's almost an exact opposition. And this is some pretty heavy energy, which is mitigated a lot by almost an exact trine between Venus in Sagittarius and Mars in Aries. Actually, both Venus and Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is an expansive love harmony nature trine with Mars. So it's like you have the Mars-Venus thing being magnified by Jupiter in this trine. And so this energy basically is like alpha and omega, male, female. You might say the blue and the pink, which makes kind of a violet, you know, violet Holy Spirit when, you know, with this trine. It's like there's a harmony of our masculine and feminine nature. There's a, you know, there's a harmony of the left brain and the right brain, you know, alpha and omega, you might say. And these are in fire signs. So there's a firing of this Holy Spirit, like violet flame energy, at this time, as today. And this will be strong tomorrow with the supermoon also. So I thought I'd mention that, you know, as a kind of a cosmic love frame of reference for the energies at the time. And like I say, this is a good time. You know, with the right perspective, you know, it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines one's altitude, whether you soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. And so with good intention, you know, there's a way to basically utilize these energies to see the good and make it so. I mean, it's a good time to address cosmic solutions to some pretty intense Earth changes going on, global Earth changes, geopolitical changes. And we're talking about, you know, economic changes with global economic reset. A lot of this stuff's going on. I mean, it's the systemic, social, political, and economic change is reaching a crescendo, you might say. It's reaching a point of a resolution. So it's good to basically have the vision of both, you know, the seriousness of the problem and, you know, with intention to look at serious solutions, serious, you know, opportunity, serious possibilities, you know, for working through this, you know, where we're going, you know, how to get there with the sense of balance and homeostasis, you might say, checks and balances in the collective consciousness, which, again, there are divine factors involved here with astrology, psychology. It's all in divine order. There's checks and balances going on, you know, with the in the quantum field, you might say, whether we know it or like it or not. So this is, like I say, a good time, you know, with the right attitude to get a grip on one's psychology, you know, the shadow work, a shadow work with one's psychology, you know, bringing light to dark places, becoming conscious how we were unconscious individually and collectively, becoming more conscious is always a good thing. But as we become more conscious of, you know, what was subconscious or unconscious, you know, the patterns, habits that were running us that were inordinate, it's a good time to self-correct. It's a good time to understand also the, you might say, the deep state shadow government that is likewise overcome with a high state of cosmic light, cosmic love, enlightenment. So whether we're talking about personal or planetary, you know, more love, easier and faster is obviously the self-evident solution. And I like to reference the Hawkins scale in this regard. Now, some of you are familiar with the Hawkins scale. We're talking about Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology, who did this book called, you know, Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. Now, some of you, if you're familiar with that, you know that this is an important, really important book. It's one of my top 10 most important books for understanding what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. I mean, the conscious evolution revelations that is morphing the matrix of the collective consciousness, you know, how things are changing and evolving, you know, the maturing of consciousness in the planetary, you know, field, in the collective field. So the Hawkins scale, you know, it's like from 0 to 1,000, and the higher levels of the scale, or as you might say, is the violet flame, Holy Spirit, divine grace, you know, at 1,000, and at the very lowest levels, like fear, is like at the lowest level of the scale. And of course, it goes up the scale from 100 at fear to 200 at courage, 350 at acceptance, 500 at love, 700 at enlightenment, 1,000 at divine grace. And we're all on the scale. We're, you know, they measure this with kinesiology. There's actually been decades-long research with millions of tests using behavioral kinesiology, you know, muscle testing, to prove and to flesh out, you might say, the scale and how many people tend to be at different levels of the scale collectively, and how individuals, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life at the higher end of the scale will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. You know, calibration is a function of measuring where they are, you know, on the scale. So this is something, this understanding of how a very few, relatively few people, you know, that are basically resonate with cosmic love at a high level, you know, like I say, love is at the 500 level. Cosmic love, you know, gets up to enlightenment at the 700 level. Divine grace, you know, you might say above cosmic love, or, you know, or the epitome of cosmic love would be like 1,000 of the divine grace. I mean, we're talking about Gautama Buddha or Jesus the Christ, that, you know, up in the 950 level, you know, and up around that level of divine grace, you know, and how they have held the balance for millions of souls at the lower levels. And of course, this is a dynamic of cosmic law, sometimes referred to as natural law, that there are cosmic laws regarding the conscious evolution, you know, within this dense physical octave of incarnation, you know, we call, you know, embodiment here in 3D. And there's a higher understanding of this process of conscious evolution, and recalibrating, reinventing, you know, our consciousness with self-correcting, self-perfecting, self-healing, you might say. And it's like the process of eternal progression. You know, in the larger cosmic scheme of things, you know, it's onwards and upwards. It's a matter of recalibrating, readjusting, ideally to more and more pure intention as focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of higher comprehension. Higher comprehension of the law of being love, cosmic love. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, you know. And this is a process. It's sometimes referred to the ascension process, and today I'll be talking about I'll be going into the Genesis process or the Genesis project. Now, that's the positive, you know, theoretic blueprint for 2019 thing, something we can look forward to, you know, personally and collectively, you know, regenesis, you know, the genesis of, you know, the high state, you know, that whether personal, planetary, you know, the high state that makes the deep state, you know, the shadow work obsolete as far as, you know, more light for dark places, more light, you know, more light, more love, you know, the process of involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. So we're talking about, you know, co-creating in 2019 global net reality, global internet reality, you know, you might say the collective consciousness, you know, of global humanity that is now all connected and cooperating at some level of the Hawkins scale, whether we know it or like it or not. You know, we're all individually and collectively connected. So where we are on the Hawkins scale, and there's organizations now, the Global Coherence Projects, they have ways, even from satellites, to measuring the collective emotional levels, the emotional energies, what's going on in the collective consciousness as far as spikes on certain instruments on the quantum fields of the Earth. They have ways of measuring this. Now, Cliff High is pretty well known for those who follow a lot of this of internet videos that are with Cliff High, who's on the internet a lot, talking about this process of coherence and the coherence project. And he has a way of measuring also, you know, using heuristics and data analysis. There's different ways of tuning into this. Some people can do it directly, and other people rely more on different types of technology to tune into what's going on in this in the collective consciousness. Of course, at the higher etheric levels, you know, the etheric blueprint, you might say, what's going on beyond the veil as far as what I call the matriculation of the matrix. The matrix as far as being, you know, one's individual relationship to the field. The collective field is sometimes referred to as, you know, the matrix in relationship to collective consciousness, where the collective consciousness is at. Again, back on the Hawkins scale, you know, are we at about 250, 350, 500? Collectively, according to the Hawkins scale and the current research, I think we're up around 280, moving towards 300. And of course, as we collectively move more towards 500, a state of a collective love on the planet, collectively, we're really talking about ascension. We're talking about 5D conscience. And there's people there now. And those people there now are holding the balance for the people that are, you know, vibrating at the lower levels of this scale. This scale has been extremely well researched and validated. If you read the book and Hawkins' other books, you'll be just amazed at the prescience, if not outright genius, in this work, this understanding. So I wanted to, here at the beginning of the year, I wanted to reference this as a function of where things are going in 2019, a way of tuning into this process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with an understanding of the language of consciousness, how it works collectively, the Hawkins scale, how different initiatives in the collective consciousness can nurture or otherwise culture more light, more love, more conscience at a 5D level, with understanding of what that means. What are the higher dimensions above 5D? My next show, I'm working on an article on the Ascension Mysteries. It's actually the name of a book by David Wilcock. And he also did a book on the source field connections, and I wrote about that for years, the understanding of the source field and the science of connecting with source. Call it God, call it unified field, unity conscience, common sense. However you understand, you know, collective unity principles and processes that are really, you know, at the highest level, all in divine order. I mean, whether you call it the fractal order of the holographic universe, you know, natural law, cosmic law, universal law, there are laws. I mean, God has methods. And the new quantum science understanding of these methods is back to the understanding of we are all connected on the inner. And what goes on the outer is largely a function of how we interject and project what's on the inner. So the inner sense of innocence, you know, innocence as far as no sin, no stuck in negativity, S-I-N. No, innocent is being free of sin, stuck in negativity. And again, back to the, it's not aptitude, but attitude that determines one's altitude. So there's an upward spiral going viral in the collective consciousness of humanity, and this is the ascension process. And this process I've been writing about and talking about in previous shows this last year. This last show, I got into this a little bit. And we're talking about some serious issues that can be focused on from a higher perspective. You know, you might say meditation as mediation with source, with whether you call it divine love. You know, God is love and is forgiving. Love is forgiving. And at the highest level, giving love in prayer with pure intention to critical issues of our day. You know, prayer warriors are interested in, you know, the best way to focus their energies for the greatest good. And the understanding that prayer, the power of prayer, can be applied to any number of things, but the higher on that scale, the Hawkins scale of the intention, you know, dealing with issues at the highest level helps to counterbalance, you know, might say, the pressure in the collective consciousness of lower energies, of fear and sense of separation from the higher levels, which, as Buddha said, the cause of all suffering is the sense of separation from the higher. And so we're talking about the deep state, the sense of separation from the high state, you might say. And I use these different metaphors, you know, poetically quite often, just to play with the understanding of what's going on in an out-of-the-box way, where you can think creatively about, you know, how we are co-creators, you know, how we co-create with God, love, God is love, source, you know, how we co-create with that, you know, with our each one's higher self, and collectively, how we co-create and cooperate. You know, the higher the standard of communication for cooperation, the greater the co-creation results. So the intention of some serious prayer work for some serious issues. This was this was the since my last show, I did an article called A Reality Report, you know, which was basically for a fervent prayer request, you know, as in prayers needed, the global crisis. It was a special report, and it was pretty heavy. I mean, I felt after I published it, and I have more than 10,000 people now on my list. Some of those names are syndicated. Some of those email lists are on the list are syndicated. They have their own web links, and I felt the tremor in the forest when I sent out that last piece because it was dealing with some serious issues. Of course, back to that point of spiritual practicality, the more serious the issues that are preyed on with pure intention, you know, for basically a higher power to resolve these issues, the greater the results, the more results. It's like moving from the collective karma of these and weight of these issues to collective dharma, you know, they're like the divine destiny of these issues, you know, for resolution, you might say evolution, revolution, revelations, for a resolution of the problem state, you know, and basically affirming the solution state, how good things can be, what that will look like, holding the immaculate concept, you know, for holistic systemic solutions that resolve the problem, make the problem obsolete, as in go away. And again, once we know better how good things can be, you know, the demand will go there. So it's like how to raise the flag of the high state and see who salutes. Who in the Mastermind Alliance, and when I say Mastermind Alliance, everyone has a network, a mastermind, you know, best friends they can discuss things with. And everyone who is basically on the in relationship to the Ascended Masters has an Ascended Mastermind Alliance, different masters, Ascended Masters that they resonate with and who overshadow us as we, you know, call on their name, their flame, their energy, their momentum of mastery that they ascended with. And this understanding that they're ascended beings in higher dimensions, and again, that hold the balance for us down here, but are bound by the law of non-interference, of our free will, so that we really have to call upon them, tune into them, resonate with them, mediate their higher frequency and momentum of attainment with our own state of being, so that we can be inspired by or otherwise guided by a higher power, a higher intelligence, higher, you know, wisdom and a higher love that makes us coherent in our hearts, helps us become coherent, you know, with that frequency of holy compassion, so our minds are more congruent, you know, so basically we can conceive and believe and achieve a vision of virtue and valor, you know, for the victory of the high state, you know, that again makes the low state or the deep state, you might say, obsolete. Anyway, that's what I tried to get into a little bit, and I just discussed this and went into some details that that some people shuddered with. I could just feel it, you know. I got some feedback in that regard, and I tried to say right out the gate with this last piece, this last reality report, and I'll be providing the link on this, like I said, in the show notes. But I tried to say right out the gate that there are no human solutions to human problems. I mean, human solutions only compound human problems. I mean, there are only divine solutions to human problems. And a high state naturally neutralizes the deep state. And the higher the prayer field of divine intention, the greater the co-creation results with focused attention and love retention for conscious ascension and a dimension of full spectrum comprehension. You know, more light, you know, enlightened full spectrum comprehension. So I did that reality report for initiates, basically. You know, it's kind of speaking to the choir who understand enlightened self-interest. You know, that greater service is its own reward. with the opportunity to invoke a higher power for inspiring definitive solutions to serious problems facing humanity. And I went into that. What are the serious problems that we can pray on, pray to resolve? And what will the solutions look like that we can pray to support? So prayer warrior initiates are aware that the more specific one's prayers about the most urgent survival issues of the day, then the more powerful will be the result that will manifest as a prayer field. I mean, as a unified field of co-creation from the highest level of creator's creation to our individualized sovereign nature on earth as in cosmos at large. In other words, on earth as in heaven is like on earth as in the quantum field, heaven, cosmos at large. This is the big shift to 5D consciousness. That there is a portal, there is a path, there is a way, you know, from 3D through higher dimensional understanding. Some people call it 5D. Some people have other names for it. Some people refer to it as fourth density. There's different understanding out there. You know, the most important understanding is that there is a process of conscious evolution. So the evolutionary psychology of this process, of this upward mobile, uprising process, is something I dealt with in this last piece. I went into the positive aspect of this more in this last reality report, this last week, with a vision statement called Global Solutions to Systemic Problems. And you can skip to that, you know, on the blog link that I provided. You can skip to the bottom of that and go right into the solutions. Other people want to know, you know, well, what's the big problem? What's the issue that we should pray for? Why should I even be concerned? You know, if there's no problem, why worry? The Alfred E. Newman thing, you know, what me worry kind of thing. And the idea is not to worry at all. You know, it's just like worrying is like praying for what we don't want. So there are issues, though, that without worrying about them, that can need to be objectively dealt with, like in a third-person way, without getting too emotionally attached, just become reasonably objective about some really critical issues. One of those issues I mentioned in this article on prayer alert urgency is that this 5G issue is really coming to a head. It's coming to awareness of the danger of 5G wireless technology and the influence on the quantum field, the energy fields of Earth. We're talking about fifth generation millimeter waves used in wireless technology called 5G that is extremely dangerous and damaging to our DNA, our health in general, but it just basically tears apart DNA. And is creating and has is an effect that really it could define an extinction level event for humanity. And I go into this with a couple videos, articles. I mean, how serious it really is. We're talking about not just 5G, but I'm talking about multiple sources of electromagnetic radiation. I mean, in the past, you know, when I was young, there were very few sources of artificial sources of electromagnetic radiation. I mean, one of the worst ones we knew about when I was a kid was don't get sit too close to the television, you know, because there's radiation coming out of the TV and it's harmful. But today, I mean, now we're just bombarded with radiation from cell phones, 5G, and numerous other sources that are heavily present in our environment. I mean, you can go into the radiation from smart meters. You can get radiation, you know, from coming over from Fukushima. You got all kinds of radiation from devices that are in our home, you know, with people's microwaves. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's all these different influences that are affecting, that are symbiotic. They combine, and it's hard to say which one is causing the most damage because they're all affecting us. They're all damaging our DNA, and there's no future in that for humanity. I mean, that's how serious it is. To quote this Dr. Sharon Goldberg in the one video, wireless radiation has biological effects, period. I mean, there is no longer a subject for debate when you look at PubMed, which is the database, and the peer-reviewed literature. These effects are seen in all life forms, in plants, animals, insects, microbes. In humans, we have clear evidence of cancer now. I mean, there's no question. We have evidence of DNA damage, cardiomyopathy, which is the precursor of congestive heart failure, and neuropsychiatric effects. I mean, 5G, yeah, she says, is an untested application of a technology that we know is harmful. We know it from the science. In academics, this is called human subjects research. In other words, they know the danger of it, and they're just doing research, results be damned, just to see what happens. But they know it's not going to be good. And they're pushing this technology, you know, with, you know, no holds barred. This is dangerous. So you can watch those videos. And I go into, you know, the urgency of this issue. I mean, we're talking about the survival of healthy genetics, the future of the human race. I mean, this is what's at stake. Big technology has lit the match of technocracy without democracy. I mean, there seems to be no public choice on this matter. I mean, you know, you have to. It's like they keep pushing this through, and I over the months over this last year, articles and videos come out, but the mainstream media gives it no drift or attention, and it's swept under the rug, and the thing just keeps pressing forward. So this is a matter that if the whole truth is not bold enough and told enough to prick the conscience of researchers and legislators and lawyers who are subsidized by big technology, then they're going to force their totalitarian agenda through surveillance, artificial intelligence, and social profiling for social control. This is like the whole technocracy thing. They do it because they can, and because they have a vested interest in it. You know, owning and controlling, the technology, profiting it from it, creating demand for it, and covering up, you know, the danger from it. So something dramatic's got to happen soon to neutralize this deep state codependence by way of enlightened high state co-creation. You know, we've got to transcend the downward spiral with an upward spiral, you might say. And this is an issue with millions of global netizens, you know, people on the internet who are aware of this danger. A lot of countries are outlawing a lot of these different types of Wi-Fi in the schools, in public places. They're beginning to do this worldwide, but United States and different countries like China are pushing this technology as a means of social control. And the incentives, you might say, the security state, you know, of public, in the name of public security or national security, China and the United States seem to be pushing this technology and test marketing it, you might say, on humans, you know, to see how far and how fast they can go without serious backlash, which, again, once the damage is done to your DNA, you can be, you know, not just screwed up this time around, but all your progeny, your DNA, your, you know, in the future can be messed up. So we're really talking about a Pandora's box that's being opened here, and it's a hugely serious issue. So we're talking about, this is one aspect of a global issue. We're talking about waking up people. People worldwide are waking up to this deep state issue, technocracy, corporatocracy, whatever you want to call it, you know, that's running America from behind the scenes. I call it corporatocracy, you know, and we're talking about a collusion of the big banks with big oil, big pharma, big media, big tech, and big war industries who all maintain the big lie that stockholders in these interlocked giant conglomerates have rights to profit that come before the public, the public's right to physical, financial, or mental health. In other words, the corporatocracy says that corporate law has precedence over constitutional law. That there's no the private rights dominate the private rights of corporations preempt you might say individual rights or sovereign rights in the public sphere. This is a huge issue. This is, you know, global humanity's got to work through this issue one way or the other. I mean, this is the test of the best. It doesn't get any better than this, you know, for light workers, light weavers, light servers, you know, who are basically trying to bring this issue, this conflict of interest, to a head to resolve it. Otherwise, we're facing an extinction-level event. It's killing us. You can't have a profit before people destroying the environment, our health, polluting the water. You know, it's killing us. It's killing life, the radiation, the toxic genetic poisons in the food chain, and other factors that continue to be suppressed and denied, you know, as far as being a core issue with our survival. It's a survival issue. So, again, most of the initiates who listen to this show and are on my blog, reading my blog, they already know that there are multiple influences making crap out of our DNA. I mean, destroying public health, ranging from vaccines, GMOs, fluoridated water, chemtrails, radiation from Fukushima to 4G and 5G radiation. I mean, it's the combined effect that's devastating, that's leading towards an extinction-level event, one way or the other, if we don't reverse that trend and bring public awareness and public demand basically to wake up, wise up, and rise up to, you know, to the high state that basically is the judgment on, otherwise transcends or transmutes the deep state. So, again, comes back to pure intention. You know, goodwill trumps apathy. And I threw that word Trump in there, and that bothers some people. All I can say, you know, as far as the politics, a lot of the politics, you know, that we hear about, if you go through the filter of the mainstream media, it is so inverted, subverted, and perverted with fake news and misinformation and disinformation that, as a general rule, unless you're a mature initiate and you understand, you know, the civil war that's going on in the mainstream media right now, because the alternative media is eating their lunch. I mean, most Americans don't realize, a lot of Americans don't realize, that most people in the world right now are getting their news from RT News. And they get their news from RT News because they're telling more of the truth about what's going on in the world. I mean, there's people in America, I mean, a majority of people getting their news in America from RT News. And that's one of the reasons, you know, Russia Today, Russia Insider. It's an independent, it's like an independent news thing that was actually out of New York City until it was shut down and suppressed by mainstream media, corporate media, because basically it was like they were exposing all this deception in the mainstream media, you know, the fake news. The mainstream media started calling all this RT stuff, you know, Russia Today, and, you know, started calling it fake news. And so the international media, RT media, again, is the most popular because people go to where they can find more of the truth of what's going on. And, you know, this is suppressed in the mainstream media. They're not going to tell the people, you know, on the evening news that most people aren't getting their news from the mainstream news anymore. They're getting it from RT News or Russia Today. And so we got this incessant demonizing in the mainstream media, this incessant demonizing of Russia. Russia is the enemy. Russia this and Russia that. Well, the more they do that, it's got to the point where the majority of intelligent people in America and worldwide see through the game. They see there's a civil war going on in America. And the mainstream media is, you know, like their time is short, they're losing viewers, they're losing credibility and trust. I mean, there's still people that watch it and listen to it, but the veil of deception and the sense of separation, the veil of separation from the whole truth and nothing but the truth, that veil is wearing thin. I mean, you've got this instant everywhere interactive global village, you know, social networks, you know, that are unveiling, you know, a new social conscience is emerging, a higher conscience. This is the high state that's really eating the lunch of the deep state, increasingly. So, excuse me, the whole idea is that the prayer of pure intention focuses attention again with love's retention, you know, communing with, you know, a higher standard of love, cosmic love, universal love. Some people call it unconditional love, but there are unconditional and conditional aspects to the cosmic law. I mean, God has method. Natural law has methods. There are conditions. There's an aspect of unconditional love, sometimes referred to as heart coherence, that, I mean, is virtually the fabric that holds together the quantum field. It's like the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion. And that coherence, that holy unconditional love, compassion for all life, is the highest level of the Hawkins scale. It is that fabric, heart coherent, it's like the fractal fabric of the holographic universe. It's like the glue that of love, you know, of cosmic love that holds the universe together. And it's operating at the level, the quantum level, from the atomic to the galactic. I mean, there are three basically principles, unified field principles, of energy field principles, operating, you know, from the personal to the planetary, or from the atomic to the galactic. And we're talking about right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. And the right dynamic energy fields are like the squares and oppositions, you know, in the geometrized astrology, psychology, and the quantum field. The round magnetic energy field is like a blending. That this is like the blending of energies on all levels, from again the atomic to galactic, with the heart coherent aspect. And the radiant energy field aspect are like trines and sextiles. I mean, there's a geometry to it. There's an energy field aspect to it that is understood in astrology as trines and sextiles, and it's understood in the quantum field as a co-creation principle. And it's, again, the co-creation, it's like the wisdom principle whereby the power of love and the energy of love are co-create. So you have this, again, the Holy Spirit of love in action, or, you know, the threefold flame of power, wisdom, and love are operating, whereby we empower wisdom with love, or love mediates power and wisdom, so the wise dominion of, you know, our lives, you know, manifests. And there's, again, back to the subject of balance and homeostasis in one's life and in the collective field. This is the dynamic that I refer to, you know, as a communication process that we can begin to evolve and develop, you know, that I've talked about a lot about this last year, Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics, what that looks like, how that works, and integrating of, you know, you might say empowering, you know, empowering wisdom with love, a higher understanding of love as the law of the angles, you know, the geometric order divinity that frames the language of the angels, as in heart coherence. So this is like the alpha to omega of the masculine and the feminine dance. The divine masculine embraces the divine feminine, and confidence inspires competence, you know, the spirit that matters when hearts and minds are balanced and synergized for coherence and congruence in all dimensions of cosmic universal love. Now, I go into that in this article, and then I go into some other, this article I'm referring to, you know, this prayers needed for prayer requests, I go into the positive aspects, you know, to basically at the highest levels hold the balance, you know, for the fear and the stuff that comes up when we're dealing with this heavy stuff. And some of the heavy stuff I go into, some more heavy stuff I go into in that article. I get into what's going on with the solar flash event that I talked about last year. And, I mean, this is an event that's getting a lot of exposure now. It's an upcoming event dealing with geophysical changes, Earth changes that are more or less imminent as far as coming soon, whether it's this next year or two or 3 years or 4 years. There are things going on with Earth's magnetic field, you know, something wrong, you might say, with the energies of Earth's magnetic field. They're shifting, they're changing, they're moving. There's a weakening of Earth's magnetic field, and the magnetic field, you know, the magnetic north pole of the Earth has been moving. There's two videos I provided in that article. This is pretty freaky stuff, some things that are going on that indicates, you know, upcoming pole shift. There's a magnetic shift going on now, and the articles and the videos go into that this is quite often the precursor to a physical pole shift. So, again, this is pretty freaky stuff. You got to keep, you know, like Freaky Friday, you got to hold the balance with that, with, you know, and keep it in perspective, like a third-person objective, you know, that this is something to pray for. This is like urgent alert, you know. This is an issue with the science of the spoken word, which is the technique of, you know, prayer's power is advanced technology to hold the balance for some critical issues that are going on. They're going on Earth, they're going on in heaven, and there was an article, you know, that I provided that you can read in a video on the secret space program technology. Now, whistleblowers talking about this technology, they could clear up a lot of core issues on the planet as far as cleaning up the environment, doing amazing things with free energy technology, you know, so we get past petrochemical pollution of our air, food, and water. I mean, there are capabilities that in a very short time, very quickly, begin cleaning up our food, air, and water, basically transmuting the dangerous technologies, and transcending the dangerous technologies with other technologies for communication that don't do damage to the DNA of the body. So there are these new technologies that make the old technologies obsolete. And some people call that disruptive technology because it disrupts big oil, big pharma. It disrupts the corporatocracy in the name of, again, democracy, representing our health and health care rather than disease care, you know, for the profit of, you know, of the corporatocracy. This is a huge issue. You know, the human condition's got to get past the self-destruct stuff that's going on. So I wanted to get more into positive. You know, I mean, we can self-correct to mitigate the severity, or we can self-destruct. It's like a global choice. And of course, my motto is always, you know, keep the faith, you know, see the good, the power of prayer, the future we want, and make it so. You know, more love, more light and love, easier and faster. What that looks like, how that works, you know, that's the pure intention. So, again, I wanted to go to some of the positive things, and I provide, I'm just going to be mentioning, you know, the Genesis Project is launching. Like I say, it's kind of an etheric now, you know, masterminding this subject with people that are interested, people on the Mastermind Alliance I have with the news group. Those who are interested can contact me. I'm providing a blog information link that I'm publishing with the show in the show notes today regarding the Genesis Project. Genesis Project launches. It'll be a news release. You'll get with that. They'll come out with the podcast for immediate release. Again, that's just how I'm using the energy of this global big supermoon event, you know, that's coming up tomorrow. It can be a catharsis, a catalyst for geometrizing, crystallizing, otherwise focusing, you know, consciousness of how good things can be. And I'll be going into the first international conference on holistic healing standards. And We're talking about healing standards that are both personal, as applies to one's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health, and public, as applies to our core institution of government, education, healthcare, and the economy. We're talking about global economic reset, reset of the governing systems, education systems, healthcare systems, huge genesis, some people would say a regenesis of our social, political, and economic institutions. So this is big stuff, folks. I wanted to go into that just a little bit today, wet your whistle. Those who are interested, keep in touch. I'll be networking personally and privately with, like I say, the Mastermind Alliance of people that are interested in what this means for global holistic health and the evolution of standards, universal standards for global upgrade of universal health care, universal self-care, you know, free online database services for the analysis, prevention, management of all disease, upgrading standards for anyone in the world who can go online, go into databases to get highly personalized information regarding their holistic health care and health assurance policies that are, again, can be developed. It's like do-it-yourself. You might say a do-it-yourself, DIY, do-it-yourself revolution that's, you know, for personal planetary sovereignty that begins with health sovereignty, you know, owning your own life, owning your own health. And this is part of the reset that's going on. Higher standards, high state standards, you might say, for TLC. We're talking about tender loving care, telecommunications, telecommunity, self-governance, teleconscience, self-education, telecare, self-care, and telecommerce, self-employment. I mean, this is like big picture stuff. Got a year to work on it, folks. I'm just hanging it out there. You know, for those who are interested, check out the news release in the show notes. And by God's grace, in God's time, things are going to turn around faster. And we're going to see, you know, we're going to get a window on more light and love, easier and faster, what that looks like, how that works, how to make it happen. So I want to thank you for listening and encourage you to basically, again, keep the faith, see the good. Make it so. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.